every day we discussed a portion, some excerpts from the life of Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the son-in-law of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was also the third Khalifa of the Muslim Ummah. Now, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, when we look at his contribution during the life of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it didn't end there. It went on into the reign of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as well as Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Uthman radiallahu anhu was one of the members of the State Council which was consulted about the most important affairs that occurred during the Khalifat of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He was one of the two men favored by Sayyidina Abu Bakr, the other being Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab. And Umar was chosen for his firmness in tough times, and on the other hand, Sayyidina Uthman was favored by Sayyidina Abu Bakr because of his gentleness and his thoughtfulness. Umar radiallahu anhu was a minister during Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's khilafat, and Uthman was the secretary of state and main confidant. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu always gave precedence to what Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu had to say. And after it successfully dealt with the disbelievers or the apostasy movement that arose during his time, he wanted to dispatch his troops to the borders of the Byzantine Empire, and he then sought advice from his people. And after the intelligent ones had given their opinion, he asked again, "What do you say?" And Sayyidina Uthman spoke, and he said, "I'm sure you want the best for the followers of this religion and those concerned. And if you think something is good for them, go ahead and persist in doing it, for I do not have any doubt in you." Sayyidina Talha ibn Zubayr, Sayyidina Sa'd, Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah, Sa'id bin Zayd, and the other Muhajir and Ansar were present. They all said, "Sayyidina Uthman is right, do what you deem is the best." And when Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu wanted to send a delegate to Bahrain, he consulted his companions, and Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu suggested and said, "Send a man who was sent to them by the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who had later returned to them after having brought about the acceptance of Islam and obedience, and he knew them and they knew him. He was familiar with their land." Sayyidina Uthman was referring to Ala ibn Hadrami radiallahu anhu, and hence Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu sent Sayyidina Ala bin Hadrami radiallahu anhu to Bahrain. When Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu became severely ill, he consulted his people concerning whom they should like to lead them after him, and they chose Sayyidina Umar. And when asked about him, Uthman radiallahu anhu responded by saying, "What I know about him is that he keeps from others is better than what he allows to be seen, and there is none among us who equals him." And Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said that, "May Allah have mercy upon you. If I should not choose him, I would not look beyond you." Now, that was the contribution in that time. There were also various challenges that the Khilafah and the Muslims faced. It is narrated that by Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, that people were afflicted by drought during the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, and they went to him and said that the sky is not plain and the earth is not grown. People are going through severe hardship. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said that, "Go and have patience, for the night will not fall until Allah the Beneficent has brought you relief." And before long, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu's merchandise returned from the Levant with 100 camels carrying wheat or food. People went to his house and knocked on the door. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu came out to the group of people and asked, "What are you here for?" And they replied, "We are going through tough times of drought. The sky is not rain and the earth is not grown. People are going through severe hardship, but we've heard that you have food. Some of us sell some to us and to distribute among the Muslims who are needy and poor." And Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu said, "By all means, welcome. Come in and buy." They entered and found the goods waiting there. And he said, "Oh, merchants, how much will I profit by selling you my merchandise from the Levant?" And they offered, "We give you 12 for 10. Sayyidina Uthman said, "They offered me more." They said, "15 for 10. And Sayyidina Uthman said, "They offered me more." Now the merchant said, "Abu Amr, there are no merchants left in Medina but us. We offered you more." And he answered, "Allah the Exalted, the Sublime, offered me 10 for every dirham. Do you have more?" They said, "No." And then he said, "I bear witness that I've given this food as charity to the poor and the needy for the sake of Allah." And Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says that that night, he says that that night I saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream, riding a brownish, blackish horse, and upon him was a garment of light, and on his feet were sandals made in light, and his hands was a cane made of light, and he seemed to be in a hurry. And I said, O Nabi of Allah, truly I yearn to be in your company and hear your words. Why do you hurry? And he replied, Ibn Abbas, Sayyidina Uthman has given charity, and Allah has accepted it and married him to the women of paradise, and we have been invited to the wedding. Alas, that if only Allah would open the hearts of those who worship money and hoard things, that in this time they may realize what is the great rewards for spending. And listening to the story and sharing it with you, this is really a powerful story that rises within us the feelings of mercy and kindness towards the poor, the widows, the orphans, and other needy who have been sucked dry by the heartless elite. That the Muslims in these times seriously need to follow the example of Sayyidina Uthman in terms of spending upon the poor and the needy, thus creating a bond of mutual sympathy and piety and kindness. And this is just one example of the generosity of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. He continued to be a well-wisher for the Muslim Ummah throughout the time when he was along Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Then, moving into the death of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu held Sayyidina Uthman in high esteem. Those who wanted to ask Sayyidina Umar about something would approach him through Sayyidina Uthman, Abdurrahman bin Auf. Sayyidina Uthman was known as Radif, the next in line. The Arabs would give this title to a person they termed to be the next ruler if neither of the two was able to satisfy people's requests through Sayyidina Umar. Then they turned to Al-Abbas, the uncle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And once Umar radiallahu anhu set out with his army and assembled his troops in Sirar. And Sayyidina Uthman came to him and asked, what is on your mind? What do you wish to do? And Sayyidina Umar summoned his people for Salah and tell them about his resolve to march to Iraq. And when Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu became the Khalif, he consulted noble companions regarding his salary from the state treasury. And Sayyidina Uthman said, eat and feed from it. And when Abu Ubaidah sent a message to Sayyidina Umar indicating that he should march to Jerusalem and conquer, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu consulted his people, and Sayyidina Uthman was of the opinion that he should not go because that would be more humiliating to the haughty ones in their rows. And he advised and he said, if you stay here and do not go to them, they will realize that you are not concerned about them and are ready to fight them at any time. And they will soon become humble and pay the jizya of the people of the scriptures, which they are under the protection of the Muslim government. On the other hand, you had Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, he was of the opinion that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu should go. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu preferred the opinion of Sayyidina Ali because it would bring ease to the Muslims who were besieging the enemy. And Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu during Sayyidina Umar's khilafah was that of a prime minister. One could say that he was to Umar what Umar has been to Sayyidina Abu Bakr during the khilafah of Sayyidina Abu Bakr. Allah made the ministry of Sayyidina Umar a means to give Sayyidina Abu Bakr what he only gives to the best. Likewise, he made the ministry of Sayyidina Uthman a means to give to Sayyidina Umar the same. So we know from the hadith, when you serve someone who is old, Allah will make it that you will have someone in your old age to serve you. Similarly, Sayyidina Umar had that support for Sayyidina Abu Bakr, And then Allah made it that Sayyidina Uthman provided Sayyidina Umar with that type of support. And when we look back, Sayyidina Abu Bakr was one of the most merciful people, while Sayyidina Umar was one of the sternest and harshest in terms of the truth. And Allah blended the mercy of Sayyidina Abu Bakr with the harshness of Sayyidina Umar, which resulted in a truthful and just khilafah, whose people were firm and resolute. And Sayyidina Uthman resembled Sayyidina Abu Bakr in terms of his mercy, and Sayyidina Umar was stern as usual. And thus, when Umar became the Khalif, Allah made his minister, his assistant, his confidant, Sayyidina Uthman, a substitute for the mercy and gentleness of Sayyidina Abu Bakr. And this resulted in an exemplary system of rule, where the Muslim Ummah was governed by the best and the most just manner. And people acknowledged Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu's position during Umar's Khilafah. After all, he was the one who gave Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu the ideas of having an account book for the treasury, establishing a calendar, as has been indicated in some of the narrations. Now, when we talk about an account book for the treasury, conquest had increased and Muslims lost or had a lot of wealth in their hands. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu summoned some of his companions and consulted them regarding the wealth, and Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu suggested that there is enough wealth for all the people, if the details of who possess it and those who not have taken it from are not documented, and I fear misinformation will spread. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu agreed, and in the end an account book was made. Also, some narrations state that it was Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu who suggested to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu to begin the Hijri year, the year according to the Islamic calendar, with the month of Muharram, having agreed that after mutual consultation, the Islamic calendar should begin from the Hijrah, since it separated the truth from falsehood, faraqa bayna al-haq wal-batil, and there was a difference of opinion as to which month it should start from. And Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu suggested, make Muharram the first month of the year, because it is a sacred month, the first when counting, and during it the people leave the pilgrimage. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu and those who were present approved this, and it marked the beginning of the Islamic calendar. Also, the tax on the agricultural land, Sayyidina Uthman was amongst those who agreed with Sayyidina Umar over not dividing the newly conquered land amongst those who had conquered it, instead designating it as a tax income for the Muslims and their offspring. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu became the Khalifa in the 13th year after Hijrah, he had appointed Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu as the leader of the Hajj the same year. He also accompanied Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu during his final year in 23 after Hijrah. The same year, Umar radiallahu anhu allowed the Azwaj Mutahharat, the Ummahat al-Mu'mineen, the mothers of the believers, to perform Hajj as well. And they all carried their own Hawdas with. And Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan and Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Auf were sent to escort them. And Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu would ride in front of them, not letting anyone come forward, and would stop whenever Sayyidina Umar stopped. And Sayyidina Uthman and Sayyidina Abdurrahman would halt in the mountain path and send the women out of the path and station themselves below so that no one could hurt them. These were some of the amazing contributions of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu in the khilaf of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, as well as in the khilaf of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Inshallah, we move on in our next segment, where we will discuss the election of Sayyidina Uthman as the Khalif, his method of governance, and his significant personality traits that he possessed. Allah continue to shower his mercy on this great Sahabi, this great Khalif. May Allah be pleased with him, and may he be pleased with Allah.